Well, Peter, I suppose, as expected at this stage, there was a couple of teams that were going to be going through to the quarterfinals with a game to go, and it's not surprising either that both have come from the group of St Unions and Eve Connell.
Yeah, I suppose at the very start, they were the two forum teams, and you know, as it's turned out now, they're both through, even though Eve Connell and St Unions were put to the pin of their collar yesterday, especially Eve Connell, who needed two late points to actually to get past Four Masters, which was a bit of a surprise, but maybe no shock that St Unions got through. The big factor in that group will be who finishes top, because I think I was talking to John Harn just last week, and he said that probably would come down to, you know, both teams would want to finish on top to avoid maybe the big guns in some of the other groups, maybe to get an easier quarter final. And at the moment, St Unions would be in the pole position. A draw will do them. They have a superior goal difference, so that'll be a big clash next weekend. But St Unions probably in a strong position at the moment.
Let's look at the so-called Group of Death, Group C. Still all to play for there. Guidor's championship hunt is back on course with victory against the defending champions yesterday. Kilcare have 2 wins from 2, and there's still 3 sides that can progress to the quarterfinals or have a chance of progressing for 2 spots from Group C, Peter?
Yeah, Kilcare obviously in the strongest position. They have a goal difference of plus 12, and it would take something like a 7.1 for Glenswilly in Townie next weekend to overturn that. Guidora in a fairly comfortable position as well. They have our draw at home, and you'd expect them to win that and probably maybe win it by a margin, and that would put them into the quarterfinal as well. But the big game will be in Townie, a fairly good rivalry between Glenswilly and Kilcare, even in the group stages over the last couple of years, and then meeting in the final last year when Glenswilly turned them over. It'll be a very, very, very difficult task for Glenswilly to go to Townie and get a win by 7 points. It's not beyond their ability, but judging by their performance yesterday evening in Maharigallen, they'll need a lot of improvement from that. Would there be any chance that Neil Gallagher might make a return? they'll need something special, I think, to get that win in Townie next weekend.
Let's look at the other groups then. Peter, St Michael's are in control of Group A. Still mathematically not there yet, but you would see them as favourites to go through from Group A. But who are they going to be joined by in the quarterfinals? We're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, there are 2 tough games left. Bundoran still in the hunt and playing McCool's in the last game in Bundoran, and Mallon. Mallon at home to St Michael's. Mallon, after getting a good one last week, and they're home again, and they always do well in the championship. So that'll be a tough test for St Michael's going to Mallon to see can they win there. They were troubled by Bundoran for a time on Sunday with Jamie Brennan getting 2 early goals, but then they came back and won reasonably comfortably in the end. Bundoran would probably expect that they might be able to beat McCool's in Bundoran, and that'll put them on 4 points, so put them in a fairly strong position as well after having a big win against Mallon in the opening round. So their score difference is quite strong. So Bundoran probably in the best position. If they can win at home, I think they'll probably make it to the quarterfinals.
And not forgetting about the other group, Group B as well. Killybegs and Burt in pole position there. They take on Nivora and Termon respectively this coming Sunday in the final round of games. But Killybegs and Burt both at home, and you would feel that maybe they have the advantage now heading into the final series of matches, Peter.
Yeah, this is a strange group in the fact that there was a draw, the only group that has been a draw and so far, and that, you know, leaves it very, very open. Termon probably need to win probably in Burt to have any chance. You would expect that Nivora don't have much to play for apart from not being involved in the relegation battle, that Killybegs may win that game in Fintra, and that would put them through. But who joins them? It looks like Burt at the moment, but then Termon have the chance to go there, and if they win, they know that they'll be through.
Just finally then, Peter, you mentioned relegation battle there. Nivora, one of the sides that that are involved in it. It's, I suppose, at the other end of it. Sides are trying to get through to quarterfinals, but other sides are trying to avoid those relegation playoffs and keep their senior status.
Yeah, I suppose that's the only thing that makes, you know, there's no really dead rubbers in the last series of games because of that. You have four Masters at home to Dunloe and Donegal Town, neither with a point so far, but the team that wins will be still in the senior championship next year, and the team that loses will be in a battle for relegation. You have that in all the groups, so, you know, that leaves it, it probably leaves it competitive, if nothing else.